Sybil.
Happy Post King Day, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? It is Denmark Tech's homecoming, Sybil.
Oh.
That's right. All nine of us will return.
The fighting so and
so. Spoiled the child in Columbus, Georgia. And then the punchline on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Punchline. Yeah, I'm a busy man. All this is done on the bus. All of this. All this done on the bus.
It is cold.
Season. It's cold, man.
It's cold.
How cold is it?
How cold over the country?
It's cold as a, I can't say it, on a Halloween night. Everybody who's heard that knows what I'm talking about. It's cold as a witch's on a Halloween night.
So it's cold all over the country?
Yeah. There's a huge mass of cold air as well as precipitation headed. The Midwest got it yesterday. Chicago, I don't think they got out of the single digits yesterday.
Dang.
Yeah.
They're expecting 5 to 8 inches of snow in New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's January. And yesterday at the King Parade in Dallas. Whoo, it was long and cold. And yes, player, I was there on time. And yes, player, it was 11 o'clock before it started.
I tried to tell you before you left here, man. I mean, I don't know a whole lot of stuff, but I know King Day Parade. And player, I'm going to tell you something. The Kwanzaa Parade is later than that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter. They shut down the Bay Bridge in San Francisco with Black Health Matters.
Mm.
They chained their vehicles and themselves together behind a banner with the slogan, Black Health Matters, tying up traffic on the King holiday in the San Francisco, Oakland Bay area.
That'll get your attention.
Yeah. I mean, they shut that down. What about the airports? They were supposed to have a protest for $15 minimum wage at the airports.
And I did
see. And anybody try to travel yesterday?
I did see reports on it, but I didn't hear about anybody affected by it yesterday.
Yeah.
So the workers at the airport want $15 an hour? Yeah. What are they making now?
I don't know.
And that's a cup of coffee at the airport. Get them people that money. So you've been to the airport? Airport prices.
Then
there's Starbucks, and then there's airport Starbucks. Oh,
which is crazy.
My God.
$15.
That's $15 right there, man. Get them people that money.
It's a different way of living at the airport.
It is. It definitely is.
Mm. In South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, the MLK annual ride out for the second year in a row. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of motorcycles, all-terrain vehicles, and dirt bike riders revved up, blasted through South Florida streets as part of their MLK ride out tradition. This is their second year.
These are all black riders?
Yeah.
They are.
One serious injury so far.
Mm-hmm.
Another rider in Miami-Dade had to be airlifted to a trauma center after crashing his dirt bike on Monday. They were riding on the sidewalks. They were going the wrong way sometimes. And the police couldn't do anything about it.
Were they drinking? Was there?
Well, I'm sure there was some drinking, Sam. You know, you've been to Fort Lauderdale.
Charge, yeah. So that's all that is. Now, we want the dirt bikes to go down this way, right? The dirt bikes. All the motorcycles going to go up, down, and then make a left on that street right there. Mm-hmm. And that's all the instructions they had, Sam.
They called the movement Bikes Up, Guns Down.
Vest open.
They were running red lights, weaving in and out of traffic.
What was it called again, player?
Bikes up, guns down,
and
vest open. Not a vest closed. Not one.
Yeah. Police were not allowed to chase the riders as it was against their policy unless a forcible felony was committed. Second year in a row.
Dr. Martin Luther King wouldn't want all of this. He definitely, I don't know if he'd want all of this. But it's a lot going on in his name. Parades,
And now, I always wondered when the sales
did
would
Dr.
start.
Did Dr. King even ride a motorcycle?
No.
I know. I never said ride a motorcycle.
Ralph Abernathy.
Now, there's another good question.
did Ralph Abernathy ride a motorcycle?
I think
when did the sales start? I'm with you on that one, Sid.
Going to have a Martin Luther King Day sale because Dr. King would have wanted it that way.
I could just see Ralph Abernathy on one of those three-wheelers, can't you?
Oh, no, he's going to need four wheels. You see him? No, he definitely need four wheels, man.
I think we're going to have to call Dr. Young again.
That was so fascinating yesterday, the conversation with him. He said, and what stuck with me, he said that it cost the prison system $50,000 a year per prisoner. And he said, you could go to an Ivy League school for $50,000 a year.
You sure can. Or Tim Mark Tech six times.
Way to put it in perspective there.
You go to Tim Mark Tech six times.
Black people are boycotting the Oscars, and they want to know, is Chris Rock going to boycott?
Yesterday, Spike Lee announced that he was going to honor the suggestion of a boycott. He was being honored with an award.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was earlier, and so I think they were going to make mention of it again at the ceremonies. And, of course, Jada Pinkett Smith is one of those who announced that she would also be calling for a boycott in light of Will Smith not being nominated. Really interesting. Janet Hubert.
Yes.
The original Aunt Viv.
Yes.
She went on her Facebook page and ripped into Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith about their call for a boycott and saying that perhaps he didn't deserve a nomination. Then she went back to her history with Will Smith.
She won't let that go.
No, but
she won't let that go.
But I really want you to hear this. I'm gonna bring it up and play it for you, and maybe we can play it on the air. But it is just really interesting. She said at one point she went to Will and said, "Can we all get together like the people from Friends and get an increase in our salaries?" And he's like, "Oh no, I got my deal. You need to take care of your own." And wow. And now you want our support in calling for a boycott. We all gotta get our own. And I'm wondering how many other black actors feel that way.
Man.
Not the kind of, you know, venom that she may still feel for him from years ago, but certainly I think that lot
in
of
other
actors
words, black actors and actresses on the come up, they better be there if they ask them to be there. And Chris Rock need to go get that money. Go get that money, man. That's all I'm saying. Go get that
money. And some people are saying that he might do more good by being there. And
because there are jokes.
He can do the jokes.
There are jokes that no one else can do.
Exactly.
Well, no one white can do.
Mm-hmm.
And he can.
I mean,
he doesn't have to follow the script.
No.
I mean, he can go off script.
He certainly can. And Jimmy Kimmel can do jokes, but it wouldn't have the power and the zing that it would have in this year of the talk of the boycott.
So you think he should do it?
I said, yeah.
I said,
Black lives matter, but green cash matters too.
How much money will he make for doing that?
I don't know. I can find out.
I couldn't tell you. I would guess, what, Sybil, $400,000 easily.
And that might be on the low, Jay.
That might be on the low right there.
Yeah. All right.
But most of it is probably just the honor and the prestige of being a host of the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
because he is good at it. He really is good at doing.
Yeah,
it.
I want to hear the original Aunt Viv talk about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.